Each Monday, WILL brings you legal issues in the news with commentary from a faculty member of the University of Illinois College of Law.
Once upon a time, as a company grew big, it needed more money to run its business. For a time, it might ask friends or family or angel investors to put money in. But as the company grew, it needed a bigger pot of gold. And the way to get it in the U.S. was to ask the broad public to invest, to become a public company. In exchange, once upon a time, the company provided information to regulators and investors, and also to us, the public. But that has changed. Companies are able to get big behind closed doors. Picture companies like DoorDash and SpaceX and Epic Games. What do they have in common? One answer is that they are all private companies. You can't buy their shares on a stock exchange. There's no ticker symbol. They don't have to report every year or every few months to the SEC, the capital markets regulator. What else do these companies have in common? They have all been valued at more than $1 billion. In fact, in early 2020, DoorDash was reportedly worth $12.6 billion. Epic Games was worth $15 billion. You get the picture. These are private companies worth more than $1 billion. We even have a word for them, unicorns. When the label was coined in the tech press in 2013, it might have made more sense. Unicorns were elusive and rare and had magical powers, and so did the few companies at the time that were able to grow big behind closed doors. Maybe not the magical powers part, but they were rare. But the unicorn list has since grown. At the beginning of 2020, several hundred U.S. companies were reportedly unicorns, a blessing of unicorns. We've even coined terms for exponentially bigger companies, decacorns and hectacorns, worth more than $10 billion or $100 billion. And these companies exist, although I'm not sure these less evocative terms have really caught on. As they've grown, a question has come up. Who gets to invest in DoorDash and Epic Games? Traditionally, private company investors were mostly limited to people who could, quote, fend for themselves, unquote. Over time, the legal definition of these investors has often focused on their wealth. On the one hand, maybe the system should give broader access to private company investments. Otherwise, it is just a way for the rich to get richer. On the other hand, private companies in the U.S. are a bit of a black box without the protective apparatus of regulations and oversight that have been in place for public companies since the 1930s. These issues about access and investor protection are on the table at the SEC. Some commissioners advocate giving Main Street investors more ability to invest in private companies. Others express skepticism about whether expanded availability is less about providing investors access to lucrative private markets and more about providing private markets access to those investors. A seemingly technical change in how rules define accredited investor is really a fight over access and information. It's a fight over what we will do as a society about the gap between U.S. regulatory structures and the world of startups, tech unicorns, and other innovations, good and bad, that reflect a fundamental change in how businesses raise money. This is Verity Winship.
You can hear Legal Issues in the News each Monday on Morning Edition on WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9, or listen online at will.illinois.edu.